All right, welcome back to this mini course on trying on how to write your own mission statement. So this is what I want to talk about. What goes into a vision statement? I mean, what are some of the pieces that go into that? Well, things that are unique to you. Ephesians 2 verse 10, "For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus, to do good works which God prepared in advance for us to do." We are God's handiwork. The Greek word translated there as handiwork literally means poem or work of art. We are God's work of art. We are unique. God has created each one of us specifically. I mean, at the beginning when God was thinking about the world that he was going to create, he could see in the future. He could see every single person that would exist. And he had many options. He could have created a world as it is with you, or he could have created a world as it is without you. But he chose to create the world as it is with you. He specifically wanted you in this thing called his creation. And you are a unique person that has been created to do good works. So, what's unique about you? Okay, so we're going to look at several things over the next several sessions. Part of what would go into your vision statement would be your values. And then number two, your personality traits. Okay? You know, we're all different people. We have different personality traits, and we should take that into account when we're thinking about our own vision for our lives. Number three, we're going to look at your gifts, your spiritual gifts. God gives gifts to each one of us. And different gifts. So if you know what your spiritual gifts are, you can write that into your personal vision statement. Number four, your natural gifts. Things that you just are naturally good at. Things that, you know, some people just naturally are good at sports. Some people are just naturally good with people. So what are your natural gifts? Number five, your acquired gifts. Some things we're good at because we worked at it. We weren't born with those gifts, but because we worked at it over and over and over again, we got better and better, and now we're gifted in that area. So we need to take into account those things when we start coming up with a vision for your life. Number six, we're going to look at I'm going to help you look at your unique experiences. Because your experiences have shaped and molded you into the unique person that you are. So let's look at some of those experiences and what you have learned and how they've molded and shaped you. And then we write that into your vision statement. By the way, this is exciting stuff. Because with a vision, with a clear vision, let me tell you what a vision does. It first of all, gets rid of the clutter in your life. A lot of you are frustrated in your life, in your marriage, in your family, your workplace, church, whatever it might be, because you end up doing all kinds of things that is not part of your vision. And you don't know how to get out of it. And the reason that you get embroiled in these things that really are not how you want to live your life is because you don't have this clear objective, this clear vision of what you really want to do. So having a clear vision allows you to say no to certain things. And then it allows you to fully, passionately go after what God intended for your life. So your unique experiences. Number seven, your current responsibilities. Okay, there are things that you have to do. If you're married, for example, you have a wife. That's a responsibility, and that should be part of your vision. If you have children, that should be part of your vision. Or maybe you work at a church, or you lead some Bible studies, and people are counting on you. Well, those things should be part of the vision that you have for your life. Number eight, your current opportunities. Okay, these are things that are in front of you, and if you grabbed hold of them, they could be a part of your life, but you haven't done it. But they're right there in front of you. And then finally, number nine, your dreams. And what is it that you've always really wanted to do? What is it? And I'm going to have some questions that will help you actually figure that out. So this is what we're going to be looking at over the next several sessions. So we'll see you again at the next session.